Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Today is a special service. This is the first time that all five services are coming together to have one service. The first secret service, gospel encounter service, Chum Jassy service, word encounter service.
Okay.
Woman of God to bring together different services. It takes a special anointing to gather people like you and I. It takes a special grace to raise children like you and I. And God has been so good to us by giving us an anointed servant, a woman after God's own heart. And God used her as a prophetess to bring us from different walks of life, from different backgrounds, into a church like this, where we have an opportunity to get to know God better, to fall in love with God day in and day out. Put your hands together and let us welcome to this anointed moment, a woman.
Sound people, please allow us to buy some volume. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, it's a pleasure to be here this morning. Amen. God has been good to us, you know that. Yeah, God has been really good to us. I want you to tell your neighbor one thing, one special thing that he's done for you in the past 8 months. One special thing. One special thing he has done. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you one special thing. You know, there are many churches that our Father has started under his banner. True or false? Yeah. But I'll tell you something. Only one of them was for you here. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Like there are many. But God looked at you and he put you in a place. Do you know that to belong to something is a blessing? Have you ever been somewhere that you felt like the odd one out? You were not inside. You were not included. Have you been like that before? But we thank God that he gave us a father who gave us a place. Amen. Some of you, and the way you are, you would have been in a certain church. When they look at your hair alone, they can't open the door for you. Just your hair, just your hair. It's true or it's not true? I mean, look at the dancing you were dancing on the stage. Where? Ask your neighbor where will you go? Now, those of you who are lovers of CPS, where will you, where? You tell me. Hey, or you don't understand what I'm saying. Some of you, when you came, you didn't know how to take pictures. Now you are able to hold a camera and take a picture. Hey, you know what? This morning, before we hear the word of God, I want you to just lift up your hands and thank God for the Father that He gave us. Somebody who somehow just understood that as young people, this is how we are. Somebody who gave us a place, gave us an opportunity. I'm so glad I belong. I'm so glad. So you just want to thank Him. Thank God for this servant and say, Lord, empower him with more years. Let him see more groupings of people. Let him help other people like us. I don't know about you, but me, I know that I'm very odd and not acceptable in many places. But Lord, thank you. Thank you for a Father who has accepted me as I am. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you so much. Wherever our Father is this morning, Father, just bless him for us. Continue to use him, Lord. And let him open the door for other people, Lord, who need a special place. We are so grateful. Lord, I thank you that I belong here. And I thank you for all of us from different places, but we belong here. Oh, we are grateful to you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we thank you for this morning's service. That as we come before your throne of grace, Lord, you're going to remember us. Let us hear a word today, a word that will take us further, a word that will take us on, a word that will help us with exactly what we need. We are so grateful to you. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And this morning, before you sit down, we're going to be sharing something that we share only in the Word Encounter service. Find your Bible. Find your Bible and make this confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. What a blessing. I think this year we have not all gathered together. Yeah. When Lady Rev was calling the different places, I couldn't see. Gospel Encounter, where are you? Just lift your hand, just wait for me. All right. Okay. Faith Secrets, where are you? Okay. Well, Faith Secrets, I'm not seeing a lot of you. Ah, you are there. Okay. All right. Where is Chumdiasi? Chumdiasi service, can I see your hands? All right. Just wave. You just wave. I can see you. That's a blessing. All right. Where is the Word Encounter service? Are you here? Oh, it's nice. It's nice. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. And where is our flagship service? The present service? Where are you? All right. Okay. Beautiful. We thank the Lord for grace and mercy. Tell your neighbor that I'm glad to belong to a church. Do you know that some people belong to a drinking bar? Hallelujah.
And worthy to be praised, hear the Lamb of God, the throne Lamb unto you. We lift our voice to praise, you're the Lord.
Oh yes,
for you are God.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word? Hey, small time I've given you. You want to take the whole time to arrange people. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to end this month still on the subject of a great change. Because, yeah, it's important. Amen. If you have given your life to Christ and you have not changed, then you are not yet enjoying all the things that are there to be enjoyed. Are you there? Are you with me? Now, if you are in your final year, because this is also our Libre service, you need to be able to look back and say, when I came, this is how I was. Now, this is how I am. Are you with me? Otherwise, what did you come to university for? Oh, you don't get it. When you came, you came to do a certain subject, isn't it? But when you came, your head was empty of that subject. But now that you are finishing, at least something there. So in the same way, as you are going to church, you should be able to see that, Charlie, something has changed. Something has changed. And that's what we've been on this past month. And I think that I want to conclude there, because in this particular principle I want to give you is something that I think you can put into your bag and carry it home. Do you understand? It's something that will help you going forward. It's going forward. It's going to help you. Hallelujah. Wow. When... Hallelujah. When if you used to go and visit your grandmother in the village during the holiday, everybody together, isn't it? Then you just find somewhere there you can sleep. But it was very, very exciting. You eat the food that is there, Charlie. Yeah, that's how it is. So that's how it is this morning. But I'm going to be sharing with you for the last service of the academic year for those going home. Word Encounter, we are here. We are continuing. Yeah, we are continuing. Yeah, that's why they tell you that they own the cathedral, because before you came, they built it. It's true or it's not true? Then you two came and added small, but... Hallelujah. Now, let me just quickly brush through. Principle number one, after you're born again, a great change will come into your life if you grow up spiritually, isn't it? And we spoke about 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 to 2. Principle number two, after you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you renew your mind with the word of God. And I remember us trying to pray that, Lord, help us to like the word. If you are in the church this morning and as the word of God is coming, you have been part of everything, but now that it's word, you are feeling sleepy. Or now that it's word, you are going to answer your phone. Or now that it's word, you are doing some Facebook, then you are in jeopardy small. Yeah. You must pray, you know, that you like the word. After you're born again, a great change will come into your life if you listen to a lot of preaching. I hope that those of you going on holiday, you will use the time, some time to listen to preaching. Because some of you, when you go on holiday, you think that, oh, it is a holiday also from preaching. A holiday. Hey! You know? God may not mind though, but our enemy, he doesn't sleep. When you have an enemy who doesn't sleep, you have to be careful. Principle number four, after you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you change your friends. This academic, have you changed some friends? Have you changed some? Some of you, you were late to church this morning because of the kind of friend you have. Yeah. Are you there? Some of you, there's an exam you are failing because of the friend you have. Hey. Some of you, a good guy came your way, but because your friend spoke badly of him, you just left. Oh, correct guy. Eh? Are you there? Yeah. You were in your final year, and you were thinking that, oh, I have to find a wife, and you saw some young lady, not very polished, but a bit simple and everything, and you thought that is a nice girl. Very godly, very whatever, and you rather began to say, oh, your friend said, who is that? Hey, I can see that they are identifying people. Are you in the church? Some of you who have businesses, there are some people you should get out of business with them. They will lead you into trouble. You know what I mean? You don't cut corners, they cut corners. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Yeah. So even though, look, lose a little money to get rid of them. Just get rid of them. I'm very serious. I don't know why that point just struck me. But some people, tell your neighbor, some people, some friends, yeah, shouldn't work with them. Hey, are you in the church? Yeah, they'll get you into trouble. They'll get you into trouble. Wow. As you can see, that was one of my favorite points. Now, principle number five. After you're born again, number five. After you're born again, a great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. And those of you who are leaving school, I want to say to you that before you exit, make a decision already where you are going to fellowship. Do not make the mistake of saying, I'm going to rest small. Because, you know what I mean. You say, I'm going to rest small. Before you are aware, you will never get up again. There are people who, when they left campus, they never entered the church again. Yeah. Also because when you go, you are going to, remember I told you that one of the difficulties is that to find a church like, I mean, it's not easy. Or when you change location, to find a place. Hey, sometimes you get there, it's not working. So you have to sort it out. Sort it out now. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Sort it out. If you are sitting by a final year student, tell them, sort it out. Like how you are sorting out your national service. Sort it out. Sort it out. Hallelujah. Last week we were on number six, which said, after you are born again, a great change will come into your life when you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that the Lord is giving us power, power to stand, power to overcome, power to progress, power to move forward, power to do well. Hallelujah. All because of the Holy Spirit. Now today, I have something that is what shall I say? They are tied together, really. Principle number seven. But I want to give you principle number seven as your takeaway and as your take home, as the academic year is ending. Yeah. We were the encounter people. We are going to continue. We'll continue. But you, who are going? Because we have all types of going. There are some who are going, gone. They said they finished school. And there are some who are going to return. So whatever kind of going you are doing, this one is for you. And for those of us who are here, it is also something that will help us. Principle number seven. Are you ready for it? Principle number seven. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you learn how to pray and speak in tongues. I'm reading it again. After you're born again, a great change will come in your life if you learn how to pray and speak in tongues. Now, there are two portions of this, to pray and to speak in tongues. I'm saying two portions because you can also pray in your understanding. But for the purposes of this morning, I'm talking about the speaking in tongues part as something that will help you to change. Are you in the house? Let's go to a central scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm reading from verse 2. And I just like to read it in the King James, even though your English weren't good at the time. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Can you see the scriptures there? Speaking in tongues. How many of us here speak in tongues? Yeah, you see, it's just about half, if not less. And the reason is because we are moving into an age where everybody thinks that it is important to think and to be intellectual. But I need you to understand that there is a limit that beyond which you cannot go. Are you there? If you are going to start to apply your mind to speaking in tongues, you won't speak in tongues. Does it make sense? Those of us who speak in tongues, that makes sense. Does it make sense? But it's important. So today, let me start by just giving you a little bit of background. Now, the first thing I want to say to you is that there's a work of the Holy Spirit, which is not called receiving the Holy Ghost, and that is being born again. That's your salvation. When you came forward, you gave your life to Christ, or however you did it, you gave your life to Christ. Do you understand? And as you gave your life to Christ, you got born again. The Holy Spirit is involved, but that's not what we are talking about. When I say he's involved, if he doesn't convict you, you will not receive Christ. That's why there are some people, they have heard gospel, no conviction. He also says in Ephesians 1 that he will seal you with the seal of the Holy Spirit. So it's almost like once you've given your life to Christ, there's a mark on you. Now, those who have practiced or who are coming from the dark world, you know, they were into occultism. Many of them talk about the fact that when they wanted to attack a Christian, they saw a light, a something. I want to believe that that is the mark or the seal of the Holy Spirit. You know, and the Bible says, keeping you till the day that Jesus, calls you home or Jesus comes. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about another experience, a separate second experience. Are you here? Which is called receiving, or it's called being filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. Let's read some scriptures. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. And I'm reading from verse 14. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For he was not yet fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, when he said they received the Holy Ghost here, he doesn't say anything about tongues. But in the next verse, there was a man there who was a sorcerer, who also was part of the people who believed, and he was admiring the thing. His name was Simon. So let's go on to verse 18. When Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power. Now, what did Simon see? Are you there? Give me power. Can you see the Holy Spirit? He's a spirit, you can't. So the belief is that they were speaking in tongues. That was what made him see that they had received something. But let's continue looking at scriptures. Acts chapter 10. Some are more direct than Acts 8. Let's go to Acts chapter 10. Peter had gone to the house of Cornelius, and in verse 44, the Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Why were they astonished? It's in verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Are you seeing it there? The Holy Spirit came. There was evidence. What's the evidence? Tongues. Acts chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 1. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Tell your neighbor, some of you are always out of touch. Kolo people. And then in verse 6, it says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues. These guys, they even prophesied. You leave the prophecy. Maybe next semester we'll deal with it. Or maybe by the time you come back, we have talked about it already and left you. I don't know, but hallelujah. So tongues is like the initial sign to you that you have received the Holy Ghost. So all of you whose hands were down, I'm praying that you begin to desire that I have to have these tongues. And that's why I'm talking to you about how tongues affect you. How does it bring about a change in your life? And it's very important that I share it because there are many tongue speakers who are not changed. Because you don't know that tongues helps you to change. Are you in the church? Are you hearing me? Listen, today's preaching, it is short because there are still more things coming on. So... but you have to are you here? But so just sharpen your ears a little because you have something that you are underusing. That's if you speak in tongues, because some of you have packed it and you have left it for when we come to church and we are praying. Or you have left it that only during my quiet time I just do some shekele baba just for some short time, then that's it. Are you in the church this morning? Yeah. But I'm trying to let you see something. I'm trying to let you see that in order for us to change, and we have to change. You know, I was blessed with the people as we're sharing their stories in the film, that this is how I was and this is how I've become. And as you are sitting there, you also have your story. Some of you, 5 years from, you would never have been under a church at this time. Yeah, you never. And if you were there, crowd would be sleeping. Because Charlie, word, yeah, you don't know what to do with the word. Yeah. Or maybe you were like me. When I was a teenager, I would go to church only to see who has come back from school. Then after holiday is on, so now I know who has come. I'll sit at the back as they are going forward for the communion. I'm just looking at like, this one church. You wore those shoes last week, yeah. Look, I know that you are an innocent person. You don't have a mind like mine. I'm aware. I'm the one who's a sinner. Why are you looking at me like that on the stage? These stage people. You are looking at me like you. Are you there? So you can be going to church, but the reason why you are going to church. When I enter the church, first thing that I'll do, I'll check the board that has the hymns for the day. If it's more than four. Oh God. Because more than four means that it's going to be a long service. If you think we have long service, I'll show you where there's real long service. Hey. So the day that I get there and it's 6, 7, 8. Oh no, it's not gonna be a good story today. And I know some of you, that's why you come to church 3 hours late. I'm aware. Yes. But a great change, at least I have experienced a great change in my life, where from somebody who's not serious in church, church is my delight. Oh, yes. It's my delight. Whether I'm in town here or not, I will go to church. Whether I'm the preacher or not, I will go to church. No matter what is going on. Hey, are you in the house? What can bring about this change? Because some of you are still a shisha-smoking Christian. When you were an unbeliever, you were a clubber. You have come to the Lord, cry. You are still clubbing. No, essentially, no change from the outside. Sit down. How does this change come about? The first thing is that as you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. What does to edify mean? It means to build up. Remember when we were talking about spirit, soul, and body? And I was showing you how your spirit is an impoverished, hungry-looking, close to death, skelangbang. You remember? A little skeleton. It's so underfed. And one of the ways to build yourself up spiritually is to speak in tongues. Again, like many things God is doing, you don't see it when it's happening. Like the food that you eat. Have you seen exactly how it contributes to your body? Not really. But we see that. We know you have eaten. How do we know? You are looking healthy. Yesterday, I was really sad. I saw a picture of a guy who used to be, you know, robust guy. Then he became a hostage. And they have released him. A shadow of himself. Shadow. He looks like somebody who has had cancer that they have treated with chemo. Yeah. The whole human being is wasted away. And his wife was saying that the worst part is even what happens to the mind. The man can go into his room and lock the door and be there. And he'll tell his wife that, I haven't come out of the jail yet. He told his wife that, for the how many years I was there, there was no sun. So the light is disturbing me. Hey. Are you there? Yeah. So how do we know? It is food he didn't get to eat. It's sun that he didn't get to see. And some of your spirit is like that. Locked away somewhere. Your spirit is helpless. It's born again, all right, but it's helpless because you don't feed it. And the scripture tells us, let's look at the scripture. We just read 1 Corinthians 4. Look at it. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. I don't know if you can give us something that we can understand, Kakra. Change the version. Look at it. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally. You are strengthened. Hallelujah. Many of our struggles as Christians is because there's no strength. There's no strength. Are you in the house? This is your double life. It's because there's no strength to break it. Yeah. Every day you are promising yourself that you'll stop the double life. Hey, am I talking to somebody this morning? You have made promises to yourself. Oh, somebody is even sleeping in the church. Wake your brother up. Just by the door there. Wake him up. Yeah. Helpless. Push your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you need some strengthening? Hallelujah. So that's one meaning of this word, that you are strengthened. But another meaning is to say that he recharges you. Because as we move around, it's like a battery that is being depleted. And as you begin to speak in tongues, you are recharging that battery, that source of strength. Are you in the house? There are many young people. If you were to ask me as the pastor of young people, what's the number one cancer in the church? I'll tell you that it's pornography. I'll tell you that many people, even older ones, some even naive, they even, hopelessly trapped, you see. But the strength to break away, are you with me? It needs to come from your spirit. Because what has happened is that another spirit has now entered. And is contending with you and knows where exactly to press. Yeah. You know, and people forget that the strongest bondage is the bondage of the mind. People who have gone into addictions, the mind has learned something. So even after you have stopped, the thing that will carry you back is your mind. The mind remembers that thing and the mind begins to trigger off. And the only way to overcome it is to have a strong spirit. So when your spirit is not strong, you see, but as you pray in tongues, as you speak in tongues, you know, that's why I don't even want to use the word pray, because sometimes you are just speaking in tongues. Where you are, it's free after all, you don't pay. Hello? Some of you, you use the tongues as if you are paying for it. If I speak in tongues 1 hour, I have to pay. So let me speak in tongues, just 30 minutes. 30 minutes is okay. Nobody is charging you. As you speak in tongues, you don't see it. Just like the food that you eat, that you don't see that it's strengthening you. But the truth is, you are strengthened. Do you remember the last time you fasted? How weak you felt? It's just the lack of food. Just the lack of food. Are you in the house? So when you speak in tongues, I don't know why I feel like looking at the message. I didn't look at it earlier. Can we see what the message Bible says? The guy, he talks a lot, so maybe. He says that you get a lot out of it. It's not exciting. What does the Amplified say? Amplified, what does it say? Okay. He uses the word edifies. Okay. But are you in the house? As you are going home, I'm saying to you that as you are going on holiday, speak in tongues a lot. Those of you who are finishing school, speak in tongues a lot. Don't wait for somebody to help you, somebody to instruct you. You speak in tongues a lot. Are you in church? Let's continue. I've almost finished preaching. Now, what else does tongues do for us? Tongues reminds us that the Holy Spirit lives in us. You see, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Let's read John 14. 16 and 17. I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. You know, the Holy Spirit is with us and in us, but we tend to forget. Are you there? When you forget, then you are at ease doing wrong. Yeah. Because you... As far as you are concerned, only you know. Only you are there to do this thing. Am I talking to people in the house or you have gone home? Yeah. The reason why you are more likely to be sending messages on Snapchat in church at the back compared to the front is because of the feeling that nobody can see. Uh-huh. If you are here, we shall see and we shall say. Are you in the church? So when you are aware of something, it helps you. It helps you. When you are misbehaving at home, when you are, it's like nobody knows. We all think you're sweet. And we all think that you are, yeah. Hello? But so when you are aware that there's a visitor in the house, there's some behavior you don't display. Uh-huh. Because of the awareness of that person. Are you in the church? The reason why you are fornicating is because you are not aware that as you are, that the Holy Ghost is there. You are not aware. You are not aware that the Holy Spirit is watching you. I don't even want to, just as an aside, I have to remind you that your angels are also there. And they are also seen and they are very concerned. But because you are not aware, you are freely at it, freely. Hey. When the last time you were copying, you copied because you said that nobody is there. Are you in the church? Hallelujah. You are there. But as you pray in tongues, you begin to be aware that, hey, Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Holy Spirit is with me. It begins to tamper your behavior. I want to read to you a testimony that I saw. It was Kenneth Hagin who wrote this testimony, but I thought it was very interesting. Are you listening? A minister's 12-year-old daughter once lost her temper and was talking rudely and hatefully to her mother. A visiting evangelist overheard the scene. You see, so you can see that the girl, she didn't know that the evangelist was hearing. When the girl looked up and saw him, knowing he had witnessed her tantrum, she was embarrassed and broke into tears. I'm so sorry you saw me act this way. So she's not sorry that she did it. She's sorry that he saw and heard what I said. Then the evangelist said, "There is one greater than I am. Who saw you and heard you? You're a Christian, aren't you?" She said, "Yes." "And filled with the Spirit?" he asked, and she said, "Yes." They said, "Well, then the Holy Ghost is in you, and he knows what you said and how you acted. If you repent, the Lord will forgive you." So they prayed together. She repented, and in a little while, she began to worship God in tongues. Then he said to her, "Here is a secret that will help you curb your temper. If you will pray and worship God every day in tongues, it will help you to be conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. If you will remember that he is in you, you won't act that way." Some years later, the evangelist returned to preach at that same church, and the pastor's daughter told him, "I've never forgotten what you said. Every day for the past few years, I have prayed and worshiped God in tongues, and I have never behaved the same way again." Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And you are here this morning and you have carried, you are a serial masturbator. And a habitual pornographist. But you are desiring to break out. Important. Tongues. It's working in you. Let me continue. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues, it builds you and it stimulates your faith. Now, we know that faith comes by hearing, but there's also a word here which says in Jude 20 that you, beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So your faith is stirred. And many things in this life, we need faith. Are you there? You see, do you know why some things you are fighting are still occurring? It's because the devil has told you that you can't break free. Uh-huh. So you have believed him. So now you need some faith to believe that what you have asked God for, he will do. or that you can break free, or that you can be another person. Are you with me? Or that you can change. How many of you have ever been disappointed in yourself before? Yeah. So the people over there, I don't even understand what you are. No, behind this room. Yeah, in the middle there. You are just there. Hey. Mercy. Mercy. You can't even admit to yourself that you have let yourself down before. Just say, I'm just there. Are you in church? But as you are speaking to the Lord, something is happening to your faith. Something is happening to your faith. You begin to believe God. You begin to believe that he can really help you. You begin to believe that he's really in your life. Because sometimes, the devil can tell you that, oh, yeah, you go to church, but honestly, there's no hope. The way you are, no? The way you are. There's no hope. How you are bad. Your type. Only one day, yourself. And sometimes you need to be able to trust God and trust that he'll deliver you and trust that he can help you and trust that he comes to give you a future and a hope and trust that he has good thoughts towards you. Because as you are looking at it, you know, it's not so simple. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Yeah. There's an interesting scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:28 where he says that you should speak to yourself. That's the last part. Speak to yourself and to God. One of the ways to speak to God is to speak in tongues. Are you there? Speak in tongues. Do you know that as you are speaking in tongues, you are also clearing the area around you? Yeah. You are clearing the area around you. You see, when I say clearing the area, I'm talking about the spiritual area around you. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Hey, people, I want to give you, I'm jumping a little bit to, yeah. Oh, I know, but you, let's continue. Today, dear, if I start giving you deep things, you will remember. So let's continue. The last one I want to share with you. Speaking in tongues, it brings your tongue under subjection. Your tongue brings it under subjection. Let's go to James chapter 3 and verse 8. You don't know how many calamities in your life you caused them. Yes, by how you spoke. Look at it. Look at what James says about your tongue. He says, the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Do you know that even in our casual speech, it is there? I'm dying, oh. It's not easy. That's one of the most common ones. It's not easy. How many of you said such things over your papers? Hey, start to repeat. You better start to cancel. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Cancel it, cancel it. You know, yeah. Many of you, you walk around, you say, the lecturer is wicked, oh. He will be wicked. He will be wicked. You said it. He will be wicked. He will be wicked. Yeah, he will be wicked. You said it. His questions are tough. It will be tough. It will be tough. I can't manage. You will not manage. You will not manage. That's one of the reasons why you should be very careful about the music you listen to. The music you are listening to is talking about lust. No wonder you can't control yourself. Yeah. The music you are listening to is talking about depression. No wonder you are always depressed. Nobody did it, or you did it yourself. If you can control your tongue, you can control your life. The Bible says that, in fact, maybe we should just read it in James. Please continue, James chapter 3, because it says that how great a fire is set by a little spark. Just showing us our tongue. Brother, don't just bring useless scriptures. Use the ones that are about the tongue. Don't let my things come this morning. Are you in the church? It says that a great fire is brought about. And that's how the tongue is. And people have set a bomb in their lives. By your tongue. Yeah. By how you speak and what you say. Oh, me, dear, I'm married. You said it when you were 16. Now, you see, and you have forgotten. Now you are 29. And you have been talking, you have been praying, but you said it. You said it. You said it. Are you there? And the Bible says that the tongue. Oh, mercy. Are you asking the Lord for mercy? Mercy. You see, I'm showing it to you because when I said that it helps you to control your tongue, you're like, oh, so what does it? What does it do? If we put bits into the mouth of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole body as well. Do you know what a bit is? Have you seen a horse with all its strips? Then it has a little something in the mouth. That little metal piece is what is used to control a whole horse. Yeah. So the horse, if you want it to go left, you don't get up and start beating it. You just pull on the reins on the side of the, and the whole body, he will turn. You want him to go right. You just pull it, pull the, that's why it's attached to the, yeah, as soon as you just flex the string, he feels it and he will turn. So it's a little thing because horses are very heavy. There are horses that are almost a ton. Those of you who didn't go to a proper math school, a ton is 1,000 kilos. Yes, I didn't call your name. I was just explaining. I didn't call. Hey! Hallelujah. Are you there? Then he goes on. He gives us another example. Verse 4. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. There are ships that are built bigger than this church building and higher too. They can be 12 stories high. I was recently watching one. The number of people on it was 7,500 and the number of workers was 2,350. That's like a whole town. That's over 9,000 people in one ship. It was being controlled by a little wheel, small wheel. Because you would have thought that when you see this huge thing, it's some very big something that is used. Small something. You can write your life with your tongue. And some of you, you started early. And I'm sharing with you that when you speak in other tongues, he gives you control over your tongue. It's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, achievements that you can make, that you can have. Are you there? I'm continuing to read the scripture. Verse 5. So also, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. Ashes, I have some pastors outside. I would be very happy if you all sort them out. I shouldn't have to tell you. Are you there? Verse 6. And the tongue is a fire. Tell your neighbor, hey, my tongue is a fire. A world of unrighteousness. Are you there? Hey. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Are you seeing it? Your quietness, you are suddenly remembering the things you have been using. Hey! How many of you are thinking about some things? Yeah. Say, hey, listen, I shouldn't have said it. Some of you, you can even remember things that were said of you. You didn't say them, but they were said of you. And you are seeing negative things. And you are seeing it come to pass. You're a very stupid child. See your head like a box. You know, because you were a very stubborn child and your mother didn't know how to control, the mother spoke a lot of things, not realizing that she's prophesying your future. It's high time you change it. Hey, I said it's high time you change it. How will you change it? Your tongue. But how will your tongue learn to speak good things? By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I said by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you in the church? I've watched our father say a lot of things. I've watched him look at professionals and say, you can do the work of God, and they've done the work of God. I've watched him work with people who are afraid of their own shadow. He said, you can do it, and they've done it. Yeah, they've done it. Oh, you're not understanding what I'm sharing with you. Yeah. You see, so the tongue, the Bible says that it's in Proverbs. It's 18, eh? Or what? The power of what? Life and death. It's where? But to get control of it, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Always remember it. Always remember it. As you speak in tongues, often, frequently, you keep talking, a certain power comes over your tongue. And you even speak good things. Those of you who are parents, speak good things over your children. As you speak in tongues, it begins to come. Why do you need the Holy Spirit? Because I promise you, the child, when you see what the child is doing, you will not want to speak. Some of you, the way you are in the house. Your parents are shocked and put that you have gone to school. Hey, you are very quiet this morning. You are remembering yourself. Are you there? Some of you, when you were lower down in school, your whole brain like a sieve. Do you understand when I say like a sieve? Anything that goes in, it just comes out. So when your parent was speaking, he didn't mean to get you. It was like in frustration. I call her Ben Crown, what Jimmy say? Not knowing that they've spoken something about your life. It's time to change it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Am I talking to somebody today? By the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to change it. Amen? And how are you going to do that? As you speak in tongues. This holiday, as you are going home, I'm asking you to sentence yourself to speaking in tongues. No one can do it for you. You do it yourself. Hello? Are you in the church? You do it yourself. You sentence yourself. Hallelujah. To speaking in tongues. And those of us who we are here, we're just living our lives. Live your lives with tongues as a major part of your life. I have taken it out of my prayer time. I don't say to myself that I'm going to pray. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. It's like how you eat. Okay, thanks. So that it will happen. Because you know when we say I'm going to pray, we need a certain solemn, quiet, a certain enabling environment. But you don't need any enabling environment to eat. You don't need any enabling environment to bath. So add it to those kind of things. So that every day, tongues is flowing in your life. Tongues is flowing in your life. If you are a gossip, no, say it to yourself, man, I don't know you. You be honest. You know how there was this... this advert, I've forgotten. Something, no get leg. Nah, okromaf de kariam. Are you there? It has no cable. But when you hear something, no... You admit it to yourself. You admit it to yourself. And then begin to pray in tongues a lot, in tongues. You see that after a while, the next time you want to open your mouth to share what is not yours to share, you see that restraint. You know, a lot of young people gossip, and the reason is because you want people to like you. Yeah. Yeah. You want to feel that you belong, that we share something, or you don't get it. Yeah. Hey, you are very quiet, too. Chama, you have not heard some of the things that have been gossiped about you. That's why you are quiet. Are you there? Yeah. Hallelujah. But you want to you want to speak in tongues. You want a change to come in your life. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, because you speak in tongues. Church, it's time for us to change. I said it's time for us to what? To change. Hallelujah. We need to be able to see and understand. Lady Reverend, your seat is here so that somebody else can fit there. I beg you. Are you in the church? Are you going to be speaking in tongues? As you are going home, you see, I don't want to stand here and tell you go and pray this amount of, or go and speak. You yourself, sentence yourself. Yourself. Sentence yourself. Those of us who are here, we too, we shall sentence ourselves. Ourselves. Everybody, according to your ability. And test and see whether these things are so or not. The greatest gift that was given to us, one of the greatest, right up there with the gift of the Holy Spirit, is the ability to speak in tongues. And if you are here, you know, maybe you have not been exposed to tongues because maybe your home church didn't expose you. So you've always thought that, oh, I can take it or leave it. I'm speaking this morning so that you understand that no. I have to have it. I need to speak in tongues. I need to speak in tongues. Are you there? You can speak in tongues anywhere, anytime. You can be in a trotro full of people and you create your own world. As you are there, you are speaking in tongues. Can you hear me? You can hear. I'm having my conversation with God. That's nothing. There's also where we scream in tongues, but that's not what I'm talking about this morning. And I'm saying that if I want to give you a great key, something that will really change you, talk, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Often. I don't want to say every day because it must be several times a day. When you remember, no, you start. Yeah. When you remember, no, you start. Some of you girls, when you get home, your mother is going to be happy to see you because she can have a little break from the kitchen. When you enter the kitchen, as you are cutting the onions, as you are stirring the soup, some of you guys, when you get home, your father is going to be happy you have come because he can send you to and fro. As you are going to and fro, those of us who have offices who work, as you are sitting by your table, behind your desk, as you are working, because the Bible says that as you speak in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. So your mind, you are working, but as you are there, your spirit is praying. You are being edified. You are being strengthened. We're going to be a church of changed people. Hallelujah. I said a church of changed people. A church of changed people. And we are going to be, you see, we'll not just change once. We'll be changing. Changing. How many of us, we've changed some things? Yeah. Yeah. But there are more things. There are more things. So the changing is continuing. You want to stand to your feet this afternoon. And you want to just begin to exercise yourself in tongue speaking. Lift up your voice this afternoon. Some of you, as you are speaking in tongues, you are actually thanking God. You're actually thanking Him for this academic year. You're actually thanking Him for all that He's done. I'll never return. Some of you are thanking God for the 4 years, 5 years, 6 years that you've been here. Some of you are just thanking God that you didn't fall again. Some of you are thanking God. Just lift up your tongues. Stop praying like a weasel and lift up your voice. Shandala mama. Gently on the music so that we can hear ourselves pray. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Shandola babo sandereya. Rima taya baba sanda. Kondala basanda la babeya. Rike sanda la baba. Shendele bereya. Randola baso mashinda la baba. Ekaranda la baba. Rima so, rima so, rima sendele bereya. Rima shandola bo sikitaya baba. Metoro babo bo yanda la ma. Ayaba sonda le bereya.
Lift up your voice and speak in tongues this morning. open your mouth this afternoon, this
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are here this afternoon. You've not given your life to Jesus. That's the beginning of it all. Maybe you have even been in church the whole year, but you've not given your life to Jesus. You can only receive the Holy Spirit after you have received him, after you are born again. And in this last service of the academic year, I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to him. I also have some people here, you are just not sure. You're just not sure. Why sit with the doubt? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want you to lift up your right hand where you are. I know you've had several opportunities this year, but for some reason, maybe you didn't respond to it. It is not late. But don't go home. Don't end school without giving your life to Jesus. And if you are there, you want to receive him, I want you to come to me this afternoon. Just come. Step out of where you are. There are ushers all around. They'll help you. They'll walk with you. They'll walk with you and they'll come. They'll walk with you. Just come to me so that we pray. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor Russell, can you come to me, please? God bless you. I know there are more. Just come. Just step out and come to me, please. Step out and come to me. We will be moving the service on in a few minutes. And your heart is beating. Just come. Just come. You should not be walking about. No one else should be walking about at all. Just come. Just come to me. I know that you are there. Your heart is beating. Come to me. Please, softly, please. Just step out and come. I'm waiting for you. Don't end the academic year still in a balance. Some of you, when you started, it was better than how you are ending. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Just come. Your heart is beating. It's a sign. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Just come. And we're going to pray a simple prayer. God bless you. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. There are more of us. I need you to come. As you look at it, you can see you are ending school. But the note on which you are ending is important. Come. Come. You cannot end less spiritual than you were before. I'm waiting for you. Just come. Just come. I'm waiting for you. Just come and join us. We're going to be praying in a few minutes. Just come. Flow like mighty waters. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. Step out of where you are and come. I'm waiting for you today. The Holy Spirit has time for you. Just come. Just come. Don't let us talk too much. Allow him to work on you and come.
And let the flame burn.
Just step out. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I know there are more of us. Just come. There are higher heights. Oh, there are deeper seas. We are changing. Oh, whatever you need to do, Lord. Lord, do it in me. Do it in these ones standing here before you. I'm waiting for somebody. Step out of where you are and come.
Glory of God
fills my life.
Fills my life.
I'm just waiting for somebody. There is contention in heaven over the life of somebody here this afternoon. There's a battle. God bless you. Just come. There's a battle. Step out and come. And you can hear one voice saying, go for it. The other one is saying, don't go. One voice says, come to me. The other one says, what will your friends think? One voice says, oh, but you're all right. The other one says, I'm not sure. But the other voice says, oh, you don't need to go. Step out and come. Just step out. I'm moving on in 2 seconds. Just step out and come. You never know, it may be your last opportunity. Step out and come. If you're standing in front, you want to pray with me. I want you to make this prayer your prayer. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. God bless you. Forgive me for my sin. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. And now, dear Lord, give me of your Spirit that I too, I will speak in tongues and grow in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRASI. God richly bless you.